We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, I told you before we took this break, we wanted to try to get the latest information on a new shooting, a shooting that took place this morning in the Netherlands. Our ABC News international correspondent, Tom Rivers, is with us now from London. A lot of this information seems to be coming to us from London. Tom, what are you hearing there?
Yeah, we're across a number of feeds, have our people on the ground there, and we're looking at a situation that happened about 10:45 in the morning. So right after morning drive, John, and it was a tram in the central part of Utrecht itself, town of about 350,000 people, about 30 miles south of Amsterdam, a university town, the largest university in the Netherlands, and a shooting there on the tram. One person now, police say, confirmed dead. Among the passengers, seven individuals were wounded. They have been medevaced out of there. And witnesses say that they saw an individual fleeing the area in a red car. And now the story kind of goes quiet from there. But as we speak, about 500 feet away from where this incident took place is an apartment building. And surrounding that apartment building now, dozens upon dozens of Dutch counterterrorism police, armed to the teeth with flak jackets, helmets on, you name it. So we expect some developments maybe in the next couple of hours. These things, if there's something very, very important in that building, they'd like to solve these things before darkness. So keep listening, John, as this day progresses.
All right. One of the reporters that we were monitoring while we were on the air doing the other news of the morning seemed to indicate that this was, and you tell me if you've heard this or not, or whether this is out of line, that it was a Muslim area in Utrecht. Is that right or not?
No, that is correct. Yeah. It is a high Muslim population area, but it's a very cosmopolitan kind of an area. As I say, university area. I've been there a few times, but not for many years. I covered the Camp Zeist Lockerbie trial, which was just outside of Utrecht, going back about 20 years. But yeah, it's a beautiful little town, actually. A lot of canals. Very friendly people. Yes, you are right. We don't know if, in fact, it was in
if that's the
put
reason
it this way, a white supremacist kind of a shooting at this state. We don't. Everybody can have ideas, but until the police kind of firm things up, it's kind of all speculation at this stage.
Right. Well, now, when we talked after the shooting in New Zealand, I asked you about the numbers, the immigration situation in New Zealand.
Because
my perception, not having been to New Zealand, but having been to Australia, was that they're not dealing with the same cultural dynamic as some of the cities in Europe are dealing with. But what would you say about the Netherlands? I don't know the answer to that. Are they seeing an influx?
To pull a number out of the air, it's certainly not as high as Germany, but they have taken in a substantial number going back to the big, if you will, exodus from places like predominantly in that area, Syria. Going back about 4 years ago. You're mixing apples and oranges. Yeah, comparing it to New Zealand just sees a drop in the bucket compared to some of the countries in Western Europe.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you're living over there, and I'm assuming you don't just stay in London. Do you get the impression, as I do from posts on Facebook, which is not a safe way to validate anything,
do you get
the impression that there is a real cultural tension in certain cities in Europe? I mean, that's what people are telling us, but what's your impression?
The fringes on either side of this, Islamic or white supremacists, can really grab the narrative and run with it. Whereas 90.9% of the people aren't really that bothered about, you know, mixing with other people out there who aren't like them. Let's put it that way. But, yeah, whenever these incidents happen, yeah, kind of, you know, the meter kind of slaps from one end to the other. And, you know, and as you pointed out at the beginning, some countries have had a larger influx than others.
Yeah.
And I guess if you want to put one lens down to kind of put this into shape, it's the economic one right now. The recession of the past 10 years here has made things a little bit tougher for a lot of people. And when that happens, people on the fringe sometimes will scapegoat others, saying, you know, those from the outside are, quote unquote, stealing our jobs, et cetera, et cetera. It's usually economic that gets these people rolling down their path of thinking.
Yeah. Tom Rivers, our ABC News international correspondent in London this morning. Appreciate all those details. I mean, it is a, gosh, it's, I don't even know that it's, the people we were talking about in New Zealand, it seems very clearly that that guy self-identifies as a white supremacist and is actually telling you that's what he's doing. But, you know, some of the tension that I've witnessed, it winds up being a culture clash, not necessarily a white, brown, white, black thing, but you know, just different ways of living, and it turns into a real conflict when people, I hate to say it, aren't segregated, when they come together and they disagree on how they're going to walk down the street or how they're going to eat or how they're going to pray or how they're going to interact together. Right? But I mean, you know, we'll have to see what this is all about. In the Netherlands, a gunman opening fire on a tram this morning about 4:45 a.m. our time. And we'll keep you up to date with the latest news from there as the day unfolds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.